Let's take a look at sports here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. I think we can start off in Major League Baseball, where the Rockies defeated the Mets 3-2, their third road win. The Mets were two-hit through eight innings. The Mets are still in first place, it's a tight division. Let's put it that way. All right. In the National Hockey League, how about those Islanders? They stunned the Penguins 3-2 in double overtime. They now take a 3-2 series lead in that series. It was, I think, 51 seconds into the second overtime. Congratulations to the Islanders. If you're a Giants fan or a Jets fan and you want to watch football in person, New Jersey has decided to allow full capacity at MetLife Stadium for those games. They will be full houses once again for the 2021 football season for the Giants and for the Jets. In other sports news, we'll go back to Major League Baseball. The Tampa Bay Rays won for the 10th time in a row. They downed the Blue Jays 14-8. Now, the Yankees did not play. And I think the Red Sox also had the day off yesterday. I'm just scanning here. Yeah, that is the case indeed, indeed, indeed. Standings look like this right now. Tampa Bay in the AL East is in first place, a half game over Boston and a game over the Yankees. But the Yankees have two games in hand, which means if they win both those games, that they're actually tied with Tampa Bay. The Yankees are 8-2 in their last 10. Tampa Bay is 10-0. The Red Sox are 7-3. In the American League Central, the White Sox lead Cleveland by a game and a half. Kansas City next. They're close to 500 now. They're 4.5 games back. In the AL West, Oakland is the leader. Houston is a game back. And Seattle is 5.5 games back. So that is the American League. Now as we switch over to the National League, the Mets lead the NL East by one game over Atlanta. The Mets are the only team above 500 in that division. Everybody else is below 500. Atlanta is second. Miami is third. Philadelphia fourth. And Washington in last place. And the National League Central, St. Louis, has a game and a half lead over the Cubbies. San Diego in the National League West, they lead the way, a half game over the Dodgers. But watch out, the Dodgers have won 7 in a row. San Francisco is next, a game and a half back. All right. In the NBA last night, game one, the Grizzlies beat the Jazz 112-109. The Bucks over the Heat 132-98. Milwaukee leads that series 2-0. The Nuggets over the Trailblazers, 128-109. That series is tied 1 game apiece. Today, the Celtics and the Nets will take to the court at 7:30. The Nets lead that series 1-0. So that is the NBA. And, of course, like I said, the National Hockey League, the Islanders defeated the Penguins in double overtime yesterday, 3-2. We still have the Bruins off as they bombed the Washington Senators, out of the playoffs very, very quickly. And I think that's about it. Check on sports. I mean, you've got the normal hubbub going on about Aaron Rodgers and Julio Jones. He considers himself out at Atlanta. He announced that on TV yesterday. Everybody's taking advantage of Twitter and TV to make major announcements. I don't know. Well, anyways, that is a check on sports this morning here on Robinhood Radio.